We're going to hear now from one of the key groups that opposed President Mubarak, the Muslim Brotherhood. Earlier today, I talked with Essam Al-Aryan. He's one of the Brotherhood's top leaders, as well as its spokesman. Mr. Al-Aryan, first I'd like to hear in brief your reaction to the news of President Mubarak's resignation.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Praise to our Lord, to our God, Allah. We are sharing our people, Egyptian people, celebration of fall of a tyrant. And now, step down of Mubarak is the first step in a long way, long road, for a real democratic system, all Egyptians, that can add to the civilization in the world.
Mr. Al-Aryan, you said that the resignation of President Mubarak is the first step on the road to democracy. What must be the next step? What should happen now?
I think all now are invited to start a real dialogue about the future, near future and far future.
But how long is a transitional period? How long can that last?
It can be a few months.
A few months. Mohammed Al-Baradei told me earlier today, an election really couldn't happen until a year from now. That's a reasonable thing. Do you agree with that?
It is early to decide now.
Too early.
We must gather together to discuss everything. All political factions are invited.
And just a key point, do you have confidence in the military that it will give up power to a civilian government within a short period of time?
The army promised, committed to meet with the demands of the people. There is a list of demands I think the army must be committed to.
Okay, Mr. Al-Aryan, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's Essam Al-Aryan, spokesman for the Muslim Brotherhood in Cairo.